she's saying? She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics.
Hi, ladies. So today's episode is entitled, My Past Doesn't Define Me, in parentheses, whole face. That's what I'm going to call it, because that's kind of what we're going to be getting into. Yes, I know I speak the real truth over here, all right? Other people be bullshitting you. I don't bullshit, and that's that on that. So, a listener hit me up in my emails. Now, this is actually a her note. So, before I go and break down what happened, her notes is where you hit me up about your situation, and I respond by giving you advice, or I just touch on it, but mainly I'm giving you advice. And her note stands for hearing everyday real shit. All right, you treat me like I'm your diary, you're writing in your notebook, and I'm the diary that talks back, okay? So, usually people slip and slide in my DMs and tell me what's going on with them, because I told y'all it goes down in my DMs, it's going down in my DMs, okay? So, usually go down in my DMs, but this time a listener slid in my email, okay? In my inbox, in my email, I think that's what it's called, okay? She emailed a bitch, all right? I'm getting professional, y'all, and she emailed me from India, okay? I'm Sue because I'm officially internationally known on the microphone, okay? Who said that? That was Biggie, bitch. Get it together. So, she hit me up, and she was telling me about a situation that she's dealing with her current boyfriend, okay? And what had happened was, is that before they became girlfriend and boyfriend, they were dealing with each other. They were talking, okay? I'm not reading everything that she said because it was a lie and I got screenshots and shit like that. And I don't like, when it's something personal, I don't tell y'all business. Y'all know that. Even when I screenshot y'all messages and I post it on my story, make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at Miss_Brownstone_. Okay, make sure you follow me because it goes down. But when I post y'all inboxes and stuff like that, if it's something that I feel like is personal and people don't need to know, a bitch will blur it out. Like, so I'm confidential over here. Like, that's the word. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to read what she said because it was too personal. But yeah, so she hit me up and she basically, what happened was, the guy that she's dating now, before they started dating, they were friends. They were dealing with each other. I would call them friends with benefits, okay? They were friends with benefits, and she wanted a relationship, and the guy didn't want the relationship. Like, she was pressing the issue, but the guy didn't, and he was just on some shit like, you do you, and I'ma do me. You get what I'm saying? That was her words exactly, that that's what the nigga said, okay? So, she started to do her. You know, they weren't official, and she ended up, you know, she's new to the town or whatever. And she ended up, you know, messing with guys and meeting people and stuff like that. And it just so happened that the guys that she ended up dealing with or sleeping with, end up being his friends. Okay, she didn't know they was friends. But mind you, she's not from this country. Like, the country that she's living in, she's not from there. So, of course, she wouldn't know, you know, who knows who in the area or whatever. So, she ended up messing with a guy or whatever, and they end up being friends, right? So it gets back to the guy, the boyfriend now, the present boyfriend. It gets back to the boyfriend that they was dealing with each other. But mind you, at the time, they weren't in a relationship. So it gets back to him and he feeling salty, right? So they end up talking. They work past that and they end up in a relationship now. Now they together. They an item or whatever. So a video leaks of her and the guy doing the round chicka round round, okay? And the guy that she was doing the round chicka round round with happened to be his friend. So the boyfriend feels some type of way, and he's now trying to punish her and make her feel bad for the decisions that she made when she was single, and he told her to do what she wanted to do to do her, okay? And now he's trying to punish her for what happened back then when she wasn't with him, okay? I had to take a sip of that wine because trying to explain that situation was a lot. I hope y'all understood what I was trying to say because I couldn't use names and shit, so it kind of made it hard to explain. But yeah, so basically, present boyfriend is mad about some shit she did in her past before they were even together, and that is what it is. So he keeps throwing it in her face, making her feel guilty, and she feels like she owe him something because, you know, she knows that he, that, you know, that he's hurt behind what she did. And when she has problems in her relationship, she doesn't want to bring it to the forefront because she feels as though she already caused enough harm on him based off of the shit that she did when she was single, when they weren't together.
Oh, Lord.
So many things is wrong with that situation, okay? We 5 minutes in, sis. Please tell me y'all get the story, because when I start giving advice, I don't want nobody to be lost in the sauce. So if you don't get it, go rewind it back and catch up so you can understand what we're getting at with the story, because I'm not going back again. All right. So the boyfriend basically said that he can't believe that she did these things, you know, dealt with all these people, because she was telling him that she wanted a serious relationship, that she was ready for a relationship. And if she was ready for a relationship, if that was so, how could she sleep with other people and deal with other people? She should have been all about him if she wasn't in a relationship with him, right? So here's my thing. Men love to have their cake and eat it too, okay? And many times we say have your cake and eat it too, you think that I'm talking about him being with another woman. But in this case, he's trying to have his cake and eat it too, because he told her he don't want her and for her to do her, and he gonna do him. But he didn't want her to be out here really doing her. He wanted her to sit in her bedroom crying over him, okay? And that's not how this works. Shorty decided to live her best life, to go out, meet people, deal with men, have her fun. She's young. The fuck? So I just feel like men be trying to have it kicking you too. Like, you're not going to be out here messing with other women and you want me to be in a house weeping over you and playing, you know, wifey to a man that's single. That's what we not finna do. That's what we not finna do. Okay? That's just, no. Not I said the motherfucking cat. And that's that. So I don't blame sis for doing what she did. You know, I really don't. Like, you're having fun. You're going to go out. You're going to meet people. You're going to deal with people, whatever case can be. Like, it is what it is. You ain't from this fucking country anyway. So live your life, bitch, okay? That's that. So I don't feel bad for her doing it. But I do think that it is something we need to address, because y'all let, here we go. Y'all let these men try to belittle you based off something that you did in your past. And that doesn't count. Like, anything I did before me and you, how could you throw that in my face? I didn't, like, what if I didn't know you back then? You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't throw what I did before you in my face. Because if you really didn't want me to do that and you was all about me, honey, you would have made me your girl. Then I wouldn't have been out here for the streets. I wouldn't have been out here with the streets having fun, okay? Doing donuts in the streets. Like, oh, they shooting. I wouldn't have been out here. I wouldn't have been out here if you'd wiped me up. But since you didn't wipe me up, okay, back to the streets I go. Like, so I just feel like he can only be mad at himself. He should have stepped up as a man and said that he wanted you, that you was what he wanted, but he didn't. What, he thought you ain't have other niggas? He thought other dudes was going to try to, like, get at you, like, you feel me? But you supposed to be sitting in your house, sitting, baby, waiting on him? Get the fuck, he tried it. That's not. She Knows Podcast, who we wait on? Nobody, baby. That's what you should have told his ass. That's what the fuck you should have told him. I had to take a sip of this wine. Today we drinking Sweet Bitch Moscato Rose. Okay, y'all know. I'm a wino. It is what it is. But yeah, like, I'm not waiting on nobody. The fuck? I think he got a lot of growing up to do. And I feel like y'all should not let people use your past against you. And when I say y'all, it's not just her. It's multiple of y'all that came to me in my inbox. Okay, because I told you it goes down in my DMs, period. A lot of y'all done slipped and slid up in my motherfucking DMs and had the same situation. Talking about how, like, I mean, I done talked to a lot of y'all and y'all all say the same thing. And I granted, y'all young, that's cool. But that's why we gonna put y'all on game now, because anybody gonna keep running this bullshit on my girls. Not today, sis. Not I said the cat. Okay, because I can't. I'm not tolerating this. So it's not just her. Multiple of y'all have slid in my inbox and told me about how, like, one girl said, she know who she is. She listening. One girl said that she started talking to this guy, and this guy found out about people she used to do with her past and was judging her off of him. Was like, oh, I can't deal with you if you used to mess with him. Like, ew. What? That was the old her. This is the new and improved her. Like, you can't judge somebody from off of what they used to do. Like, who they used to deal with. You get what I'm saying? Like, maybe I was on a level with that person back then, and now I'm not on a level no more. You get what I'm saying? Now we ain't the same. You can't do that. Maybe I was in a desperate place at the time where I decided to deal with them. You get what I'm saying? Then I had one girl that I ended up talking to, whatever, from, you know, the podcast, of course. And she was talking about how a guy didn't want to take her serious because, like, word on the street was that she was out here doing her, like, that she was a hoe back in the day. Who gives a fuck? Like, a real man ain't gonna judge you off that shit. And that's just me being honest with you. Like, perfect example. Look at Erica Menez. That's her name. Erica Menez and Safari. That's a perfect example. Erica Menez was a thought Tiana. Like, she was out here popping and popping and pussy flip-flopping it everywhere. And she ended up getting married, having a beautiful home, having a beautiful house. You get what I'm saying? With a daughter. Not only did she get married to Safari, she was engaged with Lil Baba at a point in time, too. So none of that stuff defines you. Your past don't define you. Everybody goes through a whole phase. I'd be lying to you if I say I never had one. Let me drink this tea, okay? Sis, I'd be lying to you if I said I never had one. Okay, because me and my first broke up, a bitch was heartbroken. Bitch, I was fucking his weed, man. I was fucking nigga that lived down the street from him. I fucked his neighbor, bitch. I was doing me because I was young, wild, and free, and I was having fun. And these guys, I had fun with them. I was attracted to them, and I was just living life. And I did not give a fuck if they knew him. I did not care because if he wanted me, he'd have did right by me. You sent me back to the streets, bitch. I didn't ask to be here. You wanted me here. You didn't want to do what you had to do to make me your girl. So you told me to do me. So that's what I'm doing. Me. Period. He wanted you to wait in the house, sis. Yeah, nay, I'm talking to you, you know. He wanted you to sit in the house, sis. That's what he wanted you to do. He wanted you to sit in the house and wait on him, hand and feet, and be like, oh, but I want to be with him, and nobody else mattered. And guess what? If you would have did that, he looked at you as if you was a bitch. And he would have felt as though nobody else wanted you, so why should I want her? And he would have never came back. He would have never came back. I ain't lying. He felt as though he had you. And then the thrill of you, the thrill of actually having you, he would have never even wanted to even attempt to try to actually have you because he got you sitting in the house. You feel me? You giving him a title without him even without him even putting in the work in to get that title. He would have walked all over you. Okay? Nice girls finish last. I told y'all that. Men like bitches. All right? I'm sorry, but that's the truth. So if that's what you would have been doing, then he would have walked all over you. I feel like you shouldn't have to apologize for none of that shit. You shouldn't apologize for none of that shit. That's before y'all was even in a relationship. And for people that's meeting people now and y'all talking to them and they finding out about this, this, and that, you know what I mean? Grown-ass men don't care about that. That's before me. What Lil Wayne say? I wouldn't care if you was a prostitute and you hit every man that you ever knew. See, it will make a difference because that was way before me and you, girl. What? He said, you don't got to worry about me as long as you keep it real. That's grown man shit. That's like these little boys out here asking you, what's your body count? Bitch, my body count as much as my age. The fuck is you saying? Like, you can't judge me off of that. You can't judge me off of that. But now, let's address the elephant in the room, though. Now, even though I'm telling y'all, okay, everybody has a whole phase, and even though I'm telling you, you may have slept with Bobby and did what you did or whatever the case may be because you're young and you're figuring out life and you're on a journey and this is all a part of the journey. Now that you know better, you better not be doing this shit. All right, now that you know better, don't sleep with any and everybody. Now that you know better, make a nigga earn you. Make a nigga respect you, okay? You know I got to put the standards in there, okay? That's what we about. We a level up podcast over here. But now that you know better, move better. You get what I'm saying? Be better, okay? Have your high-ass standards and keep the stepping and do what you got to do. Because now you grown and you know right from wrong, okay? And you are a better woman. But don't let nobody break down this new woman that you have built based off of who you used to be. Okay? It's the past for a reason. Okay? You are leveling up. You are improving. Every day you change. Feel me? Motherfucker can't say, oh, I know her. When you become famous, people gonna say, oh, I know her. No, baby, you knew the old me. This is a new me. New me, new phone, who's this? That's how you gotta look at it. And if a motherfucker keep bringing up your past to you and keep throwing up in your face, he's not the person for you. It's people out here that have been hoes, okay? Amber Rose, Kim Kardashian. No, they famous people, yeah. But I'm just using examples. Amber Rose, Kim Kardashian, Even Aaliyah J at a point of time, she had her little whole phase or whatever. Remember when Aaliyah J was talking to that to the singer dude, the dude that made that song Selfish about her, and then she was dating Rael or whatever, and she was talking to them, whatever case may be, like talked to them at the same time. You remember that? And then she ended up with the basketball player or whatever, the new guy she with now. Like, yeah, people have their whole phase. They don't define you. It don't define you. A real man ain't gonna give a fuck about that. It's people out here walking around with STDs, girl. And ain't nobody saying, oh, you got AIDS. Oh, you got herpes. I can't deal with you. Used to be a hoe. He don't give a fuck about none of that shit. He don't give a fuck about none of that shit. He don't. He don't. All he care about is who you are now. And all he care about is if you gonna be real with me and keep it a beam with me and let me know, you know, what it is. And if you gonna be a real one with me and if you gonna love me right. I keep telling y'all, look at Erica Mendez and Safari. Safari was a thought too. Just saying. Safari was a thought too. Okay. I know a guy back in the day. Me and him, we ran in the same circle. He done smashed all my friends, girl. I ain't even gonna lie to you. He done smashed all my friends, okay? And growing up in Newark, or East Orange, whatever one you want to, you know, use. Newark, I'm gonna say this. Growing up in North Jersey, so Newark, East Orange, Irvington, West Orange, Orange, Patterson, Elizabeth, Bloomfield, Montclair, Rosedale, for all my Jersey people. They all right next to each other. And Newark run into all of those little cities. You get what I'm saying? Hillside, Union. Like, Newark runs into all them little cities, okay? We all know each other. That's that on that. We all know each other. I met a guy who smashed all my friends. And I smashed some of his friends. You feel me? Didn't know they was friends. Whatever case be, but came out they was, whatever. And I told him, like, yo, we both was some hoes. Like, we both was some hoes. Like, how could you even like me? Like, you don't feel no type of way about this, and that. And he told me straight up. He was like, I don't care about none of that shit. That was before me. And the day a nigga come to me and disrespect you, we gonna have a problem. The day a nigga come out their mouth and say, oh, she a hoe or she this, we gonna have a problem because I know who you are now. And that ain't who you used to be. They gonna respect you now. And they gonna respect you in my presence. Okay? And that's how you gotta look at shit. That's really how you gotta look at shit. That dude was outside my house begging me to be his girlfriend. Okay? Begging me to be his girlfriend. I mean, he even played the Lil Wayne song I was just singing outside my house begging me to be his girlfriend and told me he dedicated that song to me. Like, I don't fuck all that shit. None of that shit matter. Like, don't let nobody break you down or make you feel like you less than anything. Because that also comes back to them trying to get you at a discounted price, okay? People see you all leveling up and you feeling good about yourself and you got these standards and you want more out of life and you ain't selling for a bum-ass nigga. So they be quick to throw up who you used to be back in your face to make you feel like you less than so that you can deal with them, you know, get them a discount. That's what it is. And yes, sis, who this, you know, this podcast, this episode actually started about, it's the same situation with you. He's trying to get you at a discount. You know why I say that? Because he wanted you to sit at home and wait on him, right? And then you met other people, right? So now that y'all back, now that y'all official, y'all together, whatever, okay? And I told y'all before, I feel like men only get into relationships once they see you with somebody else or think you got the capability of being with somebody else. So I really think that's why y'all got together, whatever, but that's neither here nor there. He's trying to get you at a discounted price at this point because now he's trying to use that in your face so that you don't express how you feel, so that you don't feel like you can nag, so that you don't be what an actual girlfriend is and you don't communicate. You let him get away with certain shit so you don't live in your standards and your high value and your motherfucking stepping and your high, what's the word I'm looking for? Start with a V. Oh, Lord. Somebody help me, sis. Somebody help me. It's the word to start with a V. High vibration. There we go. So you don't live in your high vibration and you let him get away with murder. That's why you keep throwing that in your face. So you let him get away with murder. Cause, well, she ain't gonna say that cause she knows she fucked up. So how long are you gonna keep telling me I fucked up, bro? Get over that shit. Get over it. The fuck? How are we gonna get in this car and drive forward and keep on motherfucking stepping forward in our life? If you keep looking through the rearview mirror, you can't get nowhere if you keep looking through the rearview mirror. Somebody get in their car right now. No, don't do that. I don't want y'all to do that. I don't want y'all to die. But imagine getting in your car right now and you done put your foot on the gas, you driving, and you looking through your back mirror, tell me how far you gonna go before you fucking crash. Tell me. Please, somebody tell me. You can't. You can't go nowhere. You gonna hit the curve the minute you drive out your driveway, bitch. You might die. Shit, that's why I said I don't want y'all to do that, because I don't want y'all to die. Okay, but yeah, tell him to get over that shit and stop letting him use that over you. Don't let your past define you. Your past don't define who you were, okay? It don't. Same thing go for people that you know, been hurt in the past and had boyfriends that did them all dirty and stuff like that, and y'all get with a new guy, and you try to make that new guy pay for what your old mistakes was and what he did, and you try to make him, you try to make it seem like he the one that did this to you. You try to make him pay for that. And you always on defense mode because of what you've been through. Well, you know what I've been through. Who gives a fuck? That's that. That's then. Take it as a lesson learned and keep it motherfucking moving. That's that. So, didn't mean to yell in y'all ear, but it's too many of y'all that hit me up about this. It's too many of y'all that hit me up about y'all letting a man, fuck a man, a little, fuck a little boy, letting a little girl define you. Letting a little girl define you based off of your past. Letting a little girl tell you, oh, you ain't worth shit, or I can't fuck with you because of what you used to be. You're the prize. Huh? Somebody say a lot for the bitches in the back. Please do. You're the prize. Not him. He don't want to fuck with you. Bye. Skedaddle. See you later, alligator. Toodaloo. After a while, crocodile. Who cares? Who cares? Say, ah, not I, said the cat. Somebody tap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, not today. I will slay, okay? Don't got time. You don't got time. You don't got time. You don't got time. Don't do that to yourself. Don't let nobody have that over you. That's that. Hopefully I ain't going to rant too long. But moral of the story is everybody has a whole phase. Everybody goes through that. It make good stories, okay? When people in their 50s talking about something, oh, back when I was in my 20s, back in my day, they talking about y'all right now. That's what they talking about. They talking about all that shit you was doing right now or a year before when you was in your teens. That's what they talking about. I'll be lying to you if I said that, oh, I never messed with homies. Or if I say, oh, I'm not going to say you have the train around me because I ain't never do no shit like that, but I ain't never talked to a guy they was friends or something like that. Or I ain't never sleep with dudes in the same town. You know what I'm saying? I'll be lying. I'll be lying to you. And I'm not about to lie to you. It is what it is. I'll be lying if I sit here and say nobody ever called me a hoe. They gonna call you that, sis. I had people calling me a hoe before I even lost my virginity. I had niggas come up to me and say, I was dating this one guy. And I was feeling him and everything like that. And he broke up with me and I didn't know why. Years later, I found out that he didn't want to be with me because he heard that I had a whole bunch of dudes and I was a hoe and I was this and I was that and I was always in parties. And it's like, what? I was getting paid for them parties I was in, first of all. That's first. Let's just call a spade. But, yeah, I heard this and I was like, wow. That's why he broke up with me, because he heard I was a hoe. He heard I was this. And now guess what? Them same dudes looking back now, they eating their motherfucking heart out. Because this hoe done made it, bitch. This hoe doing better than you. I wouldn't even say I made it, because I ain't where I want to be yet. But this hoe doing better than you. They going to call you that. Don't let it define you. Okay? It is what it is. I spoke to the guy I lost my virginity to Kwai recently. And he brought up some shit I did in the past. I said, boy, you still living in the past? That was early 2000s or some shit? Nigga, this is 2021. I can't even remember them niggas. I don't even remember them. I don't even know them. They don't count. I'm the shit now. That's what counts. And that's how you got to think about it. You a big deal. You're a big deal. You. Nobody else. You're the big deal. So don't let nobody come in your fucking presence and bring up some past shit that you've been through and let that stop you from who you supposed to be. You're the big deal, sis. And don't you forget it. So, as always, ladies. That wraps up this episode. Hopefully I ain't going to rant too much, but I had to let it be known, okay? As always, keep it classy, and I look forward to hearing from you guys next time.